No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I am here with our esteemed guest, Skip the Flipper, a.k.a. Flipper, a.k.a. Flipper Havin on social media. How the fuck you living, bro?
I'm blessed, my brother.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
I feel like you are a dude who's got a very, very interesting story that must be told. You're someone that nearly everyone, I assume, watching this could identify the name, but there's a lot of holes in the story. There's a lot to which I think needs to be filled in that people don't necessarily know, and I think we gotta attack that. We gotta tell people who you are.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And you rolled up in here smelling like big dope.
I mean,
monstrous dope.
Though. You know what I'm saying? This for me and you.
Oh, I can hit it too?
Hold on.
And that's lit. I got my fucking methamphetamines right here in my cup.
I'm telling you.
And then we got Zans in the blunt.
No, that wrong.
How many bars you put in this? You know, this is a thing that happens to me is that I do one interview.
I haven't seen these yet, bro.
Like today I got two interviews. This one we're going to get faded as fuck. The second one, who knows what's going to happen to that one because I'm going to be a little bit. You know,
You're going to be on lean mode, no cap. But I feel good though. I agree with the things that you're saying, but I ain't the type of person to brag. I ain't the type of person to press about telling people what I've done, any of that. But I'm just trying to get to the whole next level, bro.
Which can sometimes be a liability in the rap game because, let's be honest, rap game is all about, you know, yeah, it's about skills. Yeah, it's about making good music and everything. But there's a big element to which it's image, it's putting yourself out there, it's drama, it's being in the headlines. There's a lot of the shit that sort of, is part of being a rapper.
Yeah, but these niggas cap it here, though, man. These niggas cap it here. Man, look, you can say all that, but at the end of the day, 80% of these niggas cap it here, bro. Mm. Like, I'm talking about cap.
Well, I feel like you're somebody who, like, almost sort of went out of your way. You never did a shitload of interviews. You never put yourself out there, like, super, super crazy like that.
Well, the interview thing, I hate when people just be asking me all type of questions that don't even pertain to things that's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I froze on that. And then I was going through a crazy little, I'm not going to say crazy, but I was just going through personal shit that I couldn't put out. So I just dealt with it. And then I came back. And I'm back like this still, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. So, okay, but let's go back in time, though, because it's like your lack of interviews has me, like, not even 100% on exactly where you're coming from or how you even got into the game 100%. So where were you born and raised?
I was born in Palm Beach, and I moved to the north. That's the north side of the A. And from there, I came up with the Amigos, and we signed the QC.
So you came up with them. So, like, what was your involvement with them prior to them and you getting signed to QC? How did you even meet them and shit?
When I moved to the A, the first person that I talked to was Quavo.
Uh-huh. How'd you guys meet?
Through the my bando? Sister. Yeah, but it was through my sister because she was cool with his fucking sister.
Okay.
And then that's how we slid together. And then we just had goddamn, we were just doing what the fuck we was doing.
And when you met him, he was rapping?
No, not at the time. Fuck no. I think I was like 13. Hell no, he wasn't rapping.
Oh, 13?
Yeah, we was young as hell.
Holy shit.
That's why we called each other cousins and shit at the time. But it's hell no, we wasn't fucking rapping. We were trying to goddamn get some money bad as hell.
Right. So whatever. With him at 13, though, that must have been pretty early in your trap career.
No, I wasn't trapping at 13. I was goddamn. I was in trouble like a motherfucker, though.
Okay. You were just trying to get some money, or what were you on at that time? What brought you guys together?
13, I was in school. Obviously, Adam, Shelly, and him.
Right. He was in school, too? You guys were in school together?
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. Yeah.
And then we just kept getting in trouble. And I got kicked out of school. I think it was, like, 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I got kicked out of school, so I was like, fuck that. I ain't go back. And then we start.
What'd you get kicked out of school for? What the fuck were you doing?
I think I got in a fight that time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I got in a fight that time.
Behead someone in the classroom?
Shit. If I could, I would. But other than that, no, I just had to.
But so you get kicked out of school?
Yeah, I got kicked out of school, and then from there.
It is a little hot, isn't it?
I'm gonna lie. He's hot.
He's hot. Shout out Rizzo.
But from there, who here? Grab this from me.
Grab the drip.
You got to grab the drip, John.
Flipper came in with a drip carrier.
It's all right. But shit, shit from there. School really wasn't, school ain't shit. Mm. But of course, we always got to tell all of the kids to stay in school so they can stay out of fucking trouble. But I wasn't the type to press about school. I got kicked out, so I'm gonna find some. I think I had got a job. I think I was like 15, and then I got a job at McDonald's, and I was trapping out the drive through. That's when I started trapping.
Trapping in the sense that, like, you knew people who could drop a code word to get some drugs?
On my mama, I'm trapping out the drive through in McDonald's.
Because every once in a while you hear, like, a story in the news about somebody getting caught doing this, and everybody just shares it on Facebook, and they're like, can you believe this guy was trapping out of the Popeye's drive through or whatever? But you hear the same story, like, every year. Somebody's always busting this scheme.
Always, I wasn't that type of nigga to goddamn have too many people to know what the fuck I was doing. Like, it was always close friends or something. So it's some smooth shit. Like, I'm not finna serve 20 niggas that I don't know. I'm gonna serve 10 people that I do know, and it's just gonna be cool. Like,
I feel like the problem comes about when you have the whole staff in on it with you. You got some girl, she's in 10th grade, and she's selling coke for you. Dead it's ass. Like, she's not gonna keep your dead secret. Ass. She's gonna get caught up, and then she's gonna snitch on you, right?
Ain't on none of that. Yeah. She ain't on none of that, swear to God.
You gotta keep the operation small. That's what the cops will always tell you. If you wanna commit a crime and get away with it, just don't have any co-defendants. Just don't do it with
that's
anyone.
Why people go by their show.
Do it alone, right, yeah. Work in the fast food joint yourself. All right, so you were trapping out of the McDonald's. Did you ever get caught?
Nah. My manager had goddamn caught me, but she ain't say nothing. She just wanted some weed, so I gave her some weed. It was cool.
Oh, okay. But she still let you keep working there?
Nah, she had fired me for sure.
Oh, okay. But you had some weed to not get arrested?
Nah, hell no. I ain't go to jail in that shit. No.
Okay, I fuck with that. So were you rapping this whole time, or where did that come in?
I ain't start going to the fucking studio and shit until I got signed to QC.
Okay. And
but we had the studio in the bando for years before that, years before that. And they was just making songs, and they was just goddamn getting fucking better. Like, I'm talking about fast, though. Like, it was like, what y'all got going on?
Right. So you were actually, you were seeing Migos, like, develop because, like, when
I was recording them.
Right. You were recording with them all the time. You guys were always just together.
I was on the computer recording them.
You were, like, low-key engineer hustling?
Ray taught me how to record. And not recording them.
Oh, wow.
All the way up to QC, I was still recording them.
So you're
and
here.
Then I started fucking rapping. P had pulled me to the side. And then he was like, hey, fool, what you finna do, bro? You gonna fucking rap? Or you gonna goddamn keep on goddamn just fucking going behind these niggas? Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, you right, shit.
How did that communication even start to have Q and Coach K even have a conversation, or excuse me, P and Coach K having
a conversation
with you, Migos, whoever? Like, how did that relationship even start?
Long way.
Long way was a plug. Wow. Yeah. One of the greatest.
Real nigga.
One of the most underrated trap musicians of all time.
I agree.
Unbelievable.
I agree.
Hit you with the water, let it re-rock.
No cap.
I don't want to rock right now. Okay. Well, that's a new hit anyway, though. I'm looking old school.
Yeah, my old hits, too, though.
Stupid old hits, yeah.
Yeah, my old hits, too, for sure.
And was Pee-wee signed to Gucci at this time?
Pee-wee was not signed to Gucci.
But they had a deal because they did tapes together and shit like that. But they had a relationship?
Yes, of course. Of course. Guwap got locked up, and then Pee-wee was just going crazy by his damn self.
Right.
And shit, on the low, we was trying to get Pee-wee to come and sign. Shit, was like, come on over
there. Right.
But he just had so much going on. He was just...
Were you and Migos, like, bubbling on a smaller level? Were you guys even being out there doing shows and shit like that? Or how was the music, like, really coming together before QC went in and scooped everybody up?
Shit, I was on the road with them probably up until, like, 2006. The beginning of 2016.
Right.
And I started getting paid for my own shows.
Okay.
And I started going to go do my own tours and all that shit.
So you signed to QC, though, without a second thought. Were you excited about it? You just thought, like, this is the move. I'm with my boys.
I was already goddamn QC. I was already QC for real. And then it was just when I had the chain and the paperwork was all done, it was just all the way official.
I mean, that was a fucking moment right there. Like, QC came together, Migos exploded, and you're blowing up Yachty, everything, and it felt like everything was going really smoothly during that time period.
Everything was moving.
Yeah. When did you start to get frustrated?
Frustrated? I ain't going to say frustrated. I could say I was getting kind of like, I had questions like, why I ain't doing this or why I ain't doing that, but it's a time for shit. And at that time, I ain't fucking know that shit. I'm goddamn 22, 23, just like, come on, nigga, I'm trying to goddamn go.
Yeah.
And shit, Pete trying to goddamn tell me, like, bro, it's the time. And I'm just trying to go.
Right. It was a crazy time period, too, because you had OG Macko. And also, when I was going back and listening to you guys' shit, it's easy to forget how aggressive y'all were rapping at that time.
I be hearing that shit, I be like, God damn.
You guys are mad as hell.
I swear to God.
It tripped me out listening to some old shit, and I'd hear Pablo Juan rapping, like, yelling. I'm like, man, he do not rap like that anymore.
Nah, I don't think nobody rap how they did in like 2015.
If you still rap exactly how you used to rap, then you're probably boring as hell and nobody likes you anymore.
Probably ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, you gotta always be changing. It's crazy. But yeah, actually, you know, and that was like kind of an interesting time period where, like, if you really look at it, there were a lot of people coming out of Atlanta that were doing a lot of new and different things rap wise. Yeah. People forget how different Migos sounded at that time.
Like Lil Baby say, everybody steal a sweat from Atlanta and run off. That is no cap. That is no cap.
That's a fact, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, what was that lifestyle like during that whole time period and shit? Just on tour constantly?
I was probably. That had like put me to where I am today. Cause if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be who I am today. I'm talking about in every aspect though. In the on the fucking road, paperwork part, all that shit. I'm talking about just period. I wouldn't be who I am today.
Mm.
So I take that every day and I keep on pushing, bro.
When do you feel like the divide started to open up between you and QC, where all of a sudden you felt like you weren't getting what you wanted from them in terms of that relationship?
I don't really remember. I just call myself trying to always move, bro. I hate just to be in the same, like, I had felt stuck. So I had to like try to like figure something out, like, why is this going on? Why is this not doing this? And why don't I have shit on Spotify? Why don't I have this on? It's just a whole bunch of shit. So I had to ask questions.
Mm.
And when I asked questions, shit ain't go how it was supposed to go. So I had to do what I had to do for me, bro.
Mm.
And people don't understand that shit, bro. Like, people just be like, shit, they don't fuck with him no more because of that. Niggas don't know what the hell they be talking about, bro. That should be funny as hell to me, but I don't be saying shit because I don't give a fuck. Don't nobody pay my bills, bro, but me, bro. So at the end of the day, suck my dick. Right. Don't care.
Right.
Straight up.
But so when you look back at it, do you feel like you were just sort of not understanding how the music business worked, or do you feel like you
half that
were in the right?
Half and half. Half and half.
Because a lot of shit in the music business, you got to sit back and pass, let time pass, because, you know, realistically, a lot of times the label, they're not, you know, you're ready to go. You're 100%. I got all these songs. I'm ready to do this. And the label, a lot of times they're busy. They're pushing somebody else. They feel like it's not time. Yeah. You need more development, whatever. So you basically came to them with your frustrations, and then that just wasn't appreciated. They didn't accept it, or how'd that go?
No. I mean, I guess you could say that shit, because I ain't signed to them no more, but it ain't no bad blood or nothing. It's just that the business part just wasn't right.
Mm. Macko was like crazy vocal about being stuck in the contract and not being happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little bit less vocal, but you've let it out a little bit over the years.
I'm a player.
Mm.
I'm a real live player.
Right.
I don't play live. I play 2K, by the way.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm a real player.
Okay. sense that, what, you felt like it was better to handle it behind the scenes rather than talking on Instagram, or what?
For sure. For sure. But then sometimes if shit don't go how you trying to go, you got to go another way.
Mm. I mean, yeah, because it definitely didn't go that smooth, because at one point you called them 50-year-old haters on the gram, right?
Yeah.
Was that just an example of you getting too frustrated, or what was that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But again, I see it half and half. I ain't just going to say I'm all the way wrong. I'm going to say I'm halfway wrong, and I'm halfway right, for sure.
Was it hard for you to get out of the actual contract? Because it felt like Macko felt like he was stuck in it forever. They were just dragging it out, whereas you claim that you're out of it now, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to have an ENT, brother.
Okay. Sure. But was it hard to get released from the QC contract?
Yeah, obviously.
You have to buy yourself out?
Sure.
Mm.
Man, them folks talking about some paper just like I'm talking about some paper, so shit. I understand.
Do you respect Coach K and Pete?
I respect Pete because he took me out the hood for sure. Mm.
But do you respect the way that they handled that from a business perspective?
Nah. Hell nah.
Why not?
What you mean? Bro, I was the second person to get signed to QC, bro. Mm-hmm. First it was the Migos, and then it was me, and then it was Rich, and then OG Macro, and then Johnny Cinco. Or I could have got it wrong, but yeah, it was kind of like that. Why the hell wouldn't I, why the fuck would I be like, all right, cool, I'm just going to keep on watching Holmes sign Jones and then push Jones and then sign him and then, hell nah, nigga, I seen six or seven people come in and get signed and go past, and I ain't say shit for years, bro. Mm. I ain't say shit for years. I ain't say nothing for years, bro.
Right. But I mean, and I guess that's kind of the way to look at it is like if you have an artist and you have them signed and you still plan on working on their career, that's one thing. But if you're planning on sort of like intentionally holding them so that they can't get out and put out music because it's like sort of like a form of revenge or because you owe them money technically in the long term, that's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't nothing like that though. It was just on I feel like shit just could have been a lot fucking different, bro, if shit was done the right way.
Okay.
But that's it.
But you managed to make your way out of that. What's your relationship like at this point with like Migos? You go so back with them. Do you talk to them ever?
Take off my dog for sure. Should I be? I talk to Sid every once in a while, but Quay, I might see Quay, yeah. But it's cause I'm so busy. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And they so busy, so it's not like we just like, fuck y'all niggas, hey nigga, fuck you too. It ain't nothing like that.
Right. Everybody got their own lives, but at the same time, do you ever feel like there was an element where they basically like didn't want to fuck with you because QC is supposed to look like a family, and if you're fucking with somebody, like, it's just not, if they're fucking with you, then it's going to look kind of weird because people knew that you weren't super tight with the label anymore.
No, there's some personal shit going on behind the scenes that shit don't even need to be really talked about because shit'll get ugly, but it's just, I feel like, I believe in, if I came in the door with whoever I came in the door with, that's who I'm going to go out the door with.
Right.
Unless some nigga is doing some real fuck nigga shit, and I ain't never did no fuck nigga shit in my life because I'm far from a fuck nigga. Mm-hmm. And nigga, you can ask about me, like, I ain't on none of that. So for it to go how it went and how I still got them going, I felt some type of way a long time ago, but then I'm a grown ass man, bro. I done been through way more crazy shit, so I feel like I can goddamn I'm gonna slide my way up out of there, and I'm gonna still get me some paper, bro.
Right.
And I'm gonna still be me, and I'm gonna still keep a G at all times.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, there's such a different place in your heart for the people that you were fucking with before you had money or before you were well known, et cetera. Like, when I look at the people that I knew before I really had shit going on, I feel like a completely different way towards them. It's very hard for me to create a new relationship that is as close as the ones that you had with people before you had anything.
Yeah, nigga, you just said some shit. You just said some real shit.
Put me on your album intro right there.
I can't wait. Number one.
Hit me up.
A little 20-second motherfucker for you.
20K. I got the clearance fee.
He going up.
You know Ghostface took a part of our interview and put it on his album, and nobody said shit to me. And then my interview got copyright claimed because of the intro that he then put on his album, and I had to dispute it and get that cleared out. So, you know.
I've been doing some shit like that with some producers. That shit whack as hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Where they just take some random fucking snippet of your voice and put it on a song or something?
Nah, I done had some producers goddamn steal some other people's beats from like across the country and then put their tag on it, and then that's why I got six producers signed that have me in the team right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going big.
I noticed you pushing this white kid that
I'm pushing all my dogs, white, black, purple, blue, don't care.
But what's the little TJ song that's blowing up?
That motherfucker just went gold.
And what's the artist's name is, or the producer's name is?
Iceberg won a bag, bitch.
Right, Iceberg. How the hell did you sign all these producers?
Cause I keep it player.
Right.
I feel like in this whole industry, bro, niggas be trying producers, but at the end of the day, bro, where the fuck would we be at if it weren't for the fucking the fucking beat? It should come from the beat,
and
bro.
It's not that hard to keep the producers happy because they're used to not getting any fucking praise or acclaim for what they do.
Thank you.
Right.
All the folks just want some paper and some and just to be seen, bro. It's they beat, nigga. Goddamn, keep a player with the people, bro.
And there's a million producers that we could think of who basically created the careers for certain artists. And yeah, those artists are still huge, but like, if you have a dope producer who has a unique sound, do whatever the fuck you got to do.
I agree.
Give them money. Give them clothes. Give them anything. Take them on tour. Do whatever you got to do to keep that motherfucker happy. Because in reality, as soon as he starts to get on, if you weren't treating him right, he's going to be with a bigger artist. He's going to move on. But if he has that loyalty towards you because you had that real kinship, then you could probably, you know, keep getting those beats and keep having a good relationship and shit.
You always got to keep a good fucking relationship, bro. That shit'll take you far. That shit'll take you a lot further than some other shit, for sure.
And you know that. And that's probably what, in a sense, kept you from being the guy who was wilding the fuck out on social media all the time about the label situation, right? Because you don't want to be known as a disloyal dude or a guy who is messy publicly like that, right?
Yeah, but shit. You know where I come from. I had to do what I had to do. And I grew up now. And I look back and I tell my dog all the time, I be like, bro, I can't believe I used to be that motherfucking crazy. I used to be slick, like that on the low.
Really?
Yeah.
You were wilding out during that era where you were in your QC area of your life? Were you all fucked up back then?
Fucked up as in how?
Like off drugs, for one? Let's start there.
Hold on, who you think I am?
I don't know.
I ain't nothing need, nigga. The SoundCloud rap shit, all of the...
You never popped a perk?
Half dead. I ain't never said that. I just ain't finna go around talking about I pop perks. You
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Bro, when I was coming up, bro, it wasn't no social media. It wasn't no Instagram. Mm. Nigga, you had to be a real nigga to be a rapper, bro. Like, you had to be a real nigga. All of that. Telling shit, that shit out the door, I swear to God.
Right.
All the other cap-ass shit that's going on, that shit out the door, bro. That shit was not going on when I was coming up, bro.
Right.
Maybe that's kind of why I was way more piped up then than now. Because niggas is fucking with all of the fake telling shit. You're killing your partners. You're all that. I ain't going for none of that. I ain't with that, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, actually, I mean, when we think about Atlanta during that era, I mean, yeah, you guys were like sort of the new wave of Atlanta dudes. But in a lot of ways, you still had... more like clear street morals of respect and shit like that versus a lot of the stuff that kind of gets through. Now is no problem. You can be 15. You can blow up. You don't know nobody. You don't got no connections, whatever. It's just all of a sudden you're a star.
You can be 15. You can be 4 to 5.
Yeah.
You can be whatever, goddamn. Ain't no age bracket now. You just got to throw some of them on Instagram. Goddamn, shit might pop. Your shit might hit a mean view. They have them paid for, but you're going to get it done.
That is weird, right? Do you feel like a lot of the views out there are paid for?
Man, who do you think is going to trick me? Man, listen.
J. Cole said that all those plays are coming from machines or whatever. We need those machines.
I don't even want the machine. I don't want the machine. You need green.
Mm. So, like, throughout all this bullshit that you were going through in terms of being stuck in the 360 deal and everything, do you feel like what did your relationship go through with music? Like, were you still happy recording throughout all that, or did that stop your momentum?
No, I never stopped recording. I'm gonna tell you that now. I be looking at people because I know people, like I know rap niggas to this day, or artists or whatever the fuck y'all call them. These niggas probably got like 3 songs that they've ever done and probably got like a song or two out and it's gone. I'm talking about like gone. But they only have a catalog on their hard drive of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs.
Mm.
And I'm having 2,000-3,000 songs.
Right.
I have 2,000-3,000 songs. Probably some more shit. I lost about 2-3 hard drives going to jail with Migos. But other than that, my current hard drive has about 2,000-3,000 songs on it.
Right.
And I record every day.
I mean, that's the way.
You're on the side of you, shit. You already know what's going on.
That's what you got to do. You got to, like, put in all that work because you never, like, these are the only things we know is that when you first start, you're not going to be that good. And if you keep working at it, you're going to get a lot better. So if you work at it a lot, then maybe you can get a lot better. That's the only things we know.
Exactly. But shit, I don't get why shit goes like that, though. Shit, a nigga have all these motherfucking hard-ass fucking songs, but and I ain't just talking about me, but yeah. I almost have a whole catalog, crazy as fuck, like going crazy. And then you got 1, 2, 3 songs. You ain't even working. You ain't did no groundwork, no none.
Mm. You saying that kind of bothers you when you see
it don't bother me at all.
Right.
Because I'm not a hater at all. It don't bother me. I just be like, It is funny to me.
People are just addicted to new shit. And a lot of times if they got somebody new, it's a new face, it's a new name, you got a new weird face tattoo, you got a new voice that they never heard before, and that's enough for them to blow it up.
Stop Adam right now. It's not a new voice.
Well, it's an actual new voice, even if it sounds a lot like things we heard before.
Nah, fuck the things before. It's like five people that sound like one person, and then you got another five people that sound like another person, and then you got, I don't know, maybe it's just, they just fuck with the song. They don't care who the fuck the song is from. Damn, boy, you over there driving shit.
We just heard a phone break. Oh, he broke it really, though. He really cracked his phone, damn.
Boy, you crazy.
Unless it was already broken. Damn. Wish I had footage of that.
And he dropped his phone every other second of the day.
You got a case in your phone?
Yes,
me too. I can't imagine not having a case.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't broke my phone in like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, I'm goddamn not gonna with it. I don't want my shit to break as soon as I leave.
I break it through the case every now and then.
That's bad.
So you know that I need a case.
That's because you always got them.
Oh, I mean that's part of the problem for
sure. What I'm saying.
Can I be honest with you?
For sure.
This is my first day wearing Robin jeans.
I ain't gonna lie, I was gonna say something. I was gonna say you was on your Kodak shit, but I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't wanna.
Listen, bro, we went to the mall yesterday and I went to Bloomingdale's and I was kind of like, man, like, I'm not fucking with all these pants, blah, blah, blah. And then we walk out and I see the fucking Robin's jeans store and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go get 6ix9ine'd out real quick.
Oh my God. Freeze. Pause.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do
pause. That but, you know, I was like, fuck it, man, I'm gonna get some fucking rhinestones on my booty today. Let's just do it.
Freeze again. Freeze.
Freeze is new pause. That means you freeze gotta just
the,
stop.
Freeze is the old pause. I'm just saying freezing like 2015.
Really? Freezing. I was saying no homo, non-stop in 2005. Stupid hard with a no homo, bro.
Stupid hard.
You sound mad fucked up now pause, if you say no homo. You gotta say pause on stupid hard.
That boy Adam going digital, man. Jay Money.
Oh, man. No, that's real though, man. Back in New York, no homo. Cameron took that. That was invented in Harlem, and then Cameron brought it to us.
Damn right. I just heard some shit on IG last night. He was doing an interview with somebody, and he just said that same shit. But he said he kept it player. He said he ain't invented. He just put it out there.
Right.
He kept it player.
That's super honest right there. Because if you're a star rapper or whatever, there could be some slang term that somebody came up with in the hood, and you think it's hot, and you put it in a song. You could just take all the credit.
I watched it.
It's more realer for him to just be honest about it. It's like that's something that they were saying in my hood.
I watched it with plenty of people.
I bet, because there's a ton of slang and all kinds of stuff that came up during your era. Did you invent the dab?
I'm a little no out of tune. I think I just hear my voice to you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a group thing.
Right. Everybody was
it was a label
out.
Thing. It was a label thing. I don't feel like I should take credit for things that people should know. Like, nigga, go look at my videos, nigga. What you want me to say? No.
You guys were super early on it.
Me, Guap, and the Migos.
But you remember anybody outside of the camp
fuck
doing
no.
it before
fuck
you guys?
No. Fuck no. Fuck no. Well. Fuck no. I'm telling you who the fuck made it. Me, Guap, and the Migos.
Right.
Me, Guap, and Tate. Honestly.
Really?
And then them folks just went. I think they had fucking. They was on tour for like 12 cities, and I couldn't go because I had a warrant. So I was just in the studio. I was in QC studio for like 2 weeks by myself, recording mad as hell. Take off, FaceTime me, and them niggas was at one of the craziest shows in the world. Them niggas was going so crazy. I got mad as fuck. That's when I went in the studio and I made Safe House. That's the one that. I played that shit for them niggas when they came back and set jumped right on that motherfucker. And like, I say that because that's a song that kind of like threw the dab out there and how fast can you count it? So it's like, I was doing that shit in every video that I ever shot. Mm. Like, even if it's a slow song, I was goddamn doing it. And then it got to a point where everybody stopped and I was the only one doing it and the niggas was calling me lame. I'm talking about other niggas. He's laying here, he's still dabbing. But then I kept on dabbing. And then the next thing you know, you got Barack Obama and goddamn
right.
Hillary Clinton. What else you remember?
Right.
I ain't got to talk about that shit no more.
But yo, that's the reality of the situation is if you come up with some fly shit, by the time it starts to make its way to being mainstream, obviously you're going to be fucking sick of
all
it.
All that Cam Newton shit.
You're going to think it's corny as hell.
All that Cap Newton shit. Freeze me, bro. Yeah, I'm only talking. All right. Hello?
Right.
I ain't going.
Right.
Straight up.
Like, if you're going to have a giant hit by the time it's number one, you heard that thing 5,000 times.
5,000.
You're over it.
Yeah. To a sense.
But the dab, like, yeah, is that weird seeing Obama do it? Was it, it's like, it's got to be a trippy thing to see it go that far.
Yeah, I was like, it's just crazy. I was probably like more so like happy as hell, but I ain't the type of person to take all the credit. I don't get like, nigga, we did it. What the fuck you talking about?
Right.
All the, I did this, I did that, I did, nigga, we did it, nigga. If anything, nigga, if we all together, nigga, then we together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you something. Who's the best rapper out of the Migos?
I ain't gonna ask that.
You don't have a personal favorite?
I hurt some nigga heart.
You seem like you're a Takeoff fan, though.
Takeoff. You know, that's my dog.
Mm.
Takeoff just always keep a plug, just like me. He gonna tell you when you wrong. He gonna tell you, right? You know what I'm saying? He gonna tell you if he wrong. He just a player, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a player, so.
Is it weird seeing those guys, like, go from just your homies to being, like, mega world famous? Like, it's kind of weird how famous they've gone, right?
Bro, I wanted the best for them niggas 10 fucking years ago, bro. Ain't shit gonna change, bro. I ain't never been a hater, bro. I just always been, I'm fucking like, that shit be like making me smile, bro, because I know where the fuck that we came from, bro. And that shit hell, so.
Definitely.
I can never be like, damn, that shit lame as hell. Because it ain't, them niggas grind for that shit, bro, and they got them, they fucking deserve it, so shit.
Definitely. So you get out of your deal and stuff. How do you keep your career moving forward? What did you have to do to keep everything continue to go?
I was just stayed on the fucking road. Like, I kept on getting like booked for shows, but then I stopped dropping projects and I stopped dropping shit because it's like every time that I post some shit, it get took down.
Oh, that was when
I
found that. Out.
That's my That's when I had to get on the horn like, hey. But then I had took care of it, and then I signed the BMG.
Okay.
Publishing deal. And they signed me on a pub deal, but then when I went in there to play them, I think I played them like 20-something songs, and them folks were like, we want to sign you for publishing and for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the first person to get signed to BMG on the pub side and on the distro side. So I'm currently signed to them for the project, still having two. I'm finna drop that in like 2 more weeks, and that bitch gonna be crazy. I'm some flavor on there. Some okay. Real deal flavor on there.
Do you feel like your fan base has changed, or do you think it was weird for them to go through you sort of not being a part of the movement that you came in with?
My fan base ain't gonna never change because that's just my fan base, and they real, and they gonna always be there. Mm. But I don't feel like I didn't go down, bro. I ganked like when I left QC, bro, I think I was like 200,000 fucking followers, bro. I'm at 500 something now. Mm. I couldn't have dropped down. They ain't nowhere in the hell.
Right. Definitely. You feel like, or I saw you saying something on your Instagram about Lil Pump trying to sound like you. Let's get into it.
What you want to do? I'm off of that.
Off-white, all right. That
yeah,
song?
Thug life, drug life. Yeah, what? What?
Right.
Play the song. Pull it up. It's called Thug Life.
Okay.
Same as that cadence. What?
You think it's a coincidence or you think they sort of...
No coincidence. Dinky, man. What you wrong?
Coinky dinky.
Cap.
Do you think is that something you think that like a lot of younger rappers do, though? Is that they'll just hear a song they like and they'll just sort of make their own version?
I mean, that's cool. Recognition is everything, brother.
Mm.
Everything. If you don't do that, then it's like, fuck that. Period. That's how I feel.
Mm. You think Lil Pump's a skip the flip a fan? You have any reason in particular to think that?
I mean, he from Florida, shit. I'm from Florida, shit. I don't see why not. I was a fan until I seen that.
Really?
For sure.
You felt like he crossed a line with that? Or?
Recognition is everything, brother.
Okay. Interesting.
I come from a different time, bro. I got all my screws and shit, you know what I'm saying? I might talk like this, but trust me, I'm on your ass, brother. I'm on your ass, brother.
Do you feel like there's other examples that you can think of where people have like too directly stolen shit from your catalog or?
I can name a whole bunch of shit. I just I'm a quiet nigga, bro. I'm not about to go on IG and do all that. I just don't believe in that because where I come from, if you're doing all that, you got to push up on a nigga. And I know if I'm trying to push up on a nigga, they not on none of that. So I'm trying to keep the good peace, the positivity, and the positive vibes. So I just, it's cool.
So you want to give the positive version of yourself to the public?
I've been doing that for, I think, a while now.
Is that hard for you? You got violent impulses?
No, it ain't. That means that you got violent impulses.
Hey, I do, man. There's other times, all the time, I want to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, that's because you probably begin aggravating this shit, bro.
That's because fucking weird-ass people will say weird shit to my girlfriend in public and shit, and I got to be over here not beating them up.
But check, dog. You know what you got to do.
Yeah.
You're a player. You didn't sign up for
that
shit.
It's just fans who don't know how to act, you know? It's not like they're really being malicious. They're just annoying as fuck. Not all of them, just occasionally.
I've had a couple of those in my day, but you gotta know how to go about the whole situation. Mm. If not, shit can get out of hand.
Shit can definitely get out of hand.
Shit can get out of hand for sure.
But you don't want to get into that situation because then you're gonna end up in court and all that. I don't need that.
There's always some extra shit going on.
I'm way too pretty to be in jail. I don't think I can do it. I cannot catch a body. I did 24 hours in New York City. Oh my god.
In New York. Oh, no, I ain't doing that, bar.
You're sitting in that this shit. Little thing. They got the thing all around you. You got 50 guys in the room. You're taking a shit, flushing it real fast because you don't want them to smell your shit and get mad at you.
Shit, that's everywhere.
24 hours of that was way too much for me.
24 ain't nothing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking all the time. I'm like, people do this for years. Holy shit.
Back in the day, nigga, wish they went to jail for 24 hours. Mm. 24, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
That shit over with.
I wish I had done a little 90 days or something because that would be good for something to talk about on here, though. You know, it's like a code that motherfuckers can't, like, I can't relate to those conversations the same way.
Man, listen, bro.
I can't do 90 days now, but back in the day, I could have knocked that out.
That ain't nothing to talk about with nobody, man. I was telling somebody that.
All right, 6 years.
Oh, you really taking it there.
God, I wish I did 6 years.
You can't do shit like that, because look though, bro.
I'm just kidding.
I'm talking to somebody, bro, and I'm telling her, like, she trying to get to know me, so I'm goddamn telling her, and then she like, nah, tell me the truth. Man, listen. Yeah, you got going on here, Adam.
Sorry, we got one fly that's been hanging out for a few weeks.
I'm trying to get on the mic. So I'm talking to this girl and shit. She's trying to tell me, well, she's trying to tell her about me.
Right.
Man, I'm sitting here telling her, like, I ain't trying to tell her, like, the
grimy shit.
Oh, yeah, like the oh shit.
You could tell her stuff to make yourself look good, stuff to make yourself look tough. You could say whatever the fuck you want, right?
But you don't know which way it's going to go, though, because you know what I'm saying?
You don't know how real she wants you to be.
Hey, you don't know what she fucking with, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. You don't know her pimping like yet, so she, yeah.
There's a lot of girls that probably don't want to date you unless you have a felony.
And there's probably girls that ain't dating you if you got a felony. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
You
got to
know who you're talking to.
And 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna know till 12 months later, and then you already did. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Up through that, looking crazy.
Wait, so what did you end up telling her? What was the thought process?
I was trying to keep it cool and goddamn just tell her the shit. Like, in the past, like, 5 years, she was trying to go back. Like, 2010. And I started telling her, and she was like, this.
She was like, did you go to college? You're like, no, I sold cocaine, though.
Nah, I ain't never sold no cocaine. You know I'm playing.
Well, whatever, you know.
No, she goddamn, I started telling her goddamn, I used to goddamn steal cars and shit. She goddamn looked at me like I was,
Right.
Then she thought I was a pimp. It's the most shit. She was just taking it up.
That could scare a lot of girls off, I think.
I think it's because my lingo, you know what I'm saying? I be saying some little shit. They be looking at me like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit, though, but I ain't no, nah.
Yeah, does that work for you when you're talking to a girl who's more straight-laced and she's kind of like, holy shit, like, you got all these interesting slang terms, you got a southern drawl, and they're just, like, taken aback?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I like them quiet.
I meet girls all the time that are, like, horrified by things that I think are normal, or they think it's... I meet girls all the time...
That's because you're a guy, though, bro.
But, you know, like, even just having guns around. There's a lot of girls to them, that is insane.
Out here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, isn't that crazy, though? Because it's like, everyone I know got a gun.
Yeah, out here? Shit. Nah.
But I definitely know a lot of people who don't have guns.
That's why them folks out here goddamn like this. Like, what you got going on?
Right.
Fucking about the crib.
You spend a lot of time out here in LA now?
Yeah.
Most of your time?
A majority of it. I'll be back and forth.
Okay. To Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm spot here.
Okay. And what do you prefer? What's the difference in your lifestyle out there versus here?
The money flow. Just two different avenues, you know what I'm saying?
You like the people more in Atlanta?
The people?
Yeah.
It's cap-ass niggas everywhere.
This is true.
It's cap-ass hoes and cap-ass niggas everywhere.
Right. So Atlanta's a little bit more down-to-earth, though.
Atlanta just, yeah. Shit out there getting dropped, though.
What do you mean?
Niggas out there getting robbed. Shit out there getting dropped. Mm. I'm trying to tell you. But that's still home, though. So
people get robbed out here all the time, too, but it's probably worse there.
Yeah, y'all niggas. Trust me, you ain't talking about nothing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's bad out there?
I mean.
You ever, let me ask you this. Since you've been in the limelight, you ever have anybody try you or any kind of crazy situation like that?
No.
You moving right?
I'm waiting.
Huh?
I'm waiting.
You're waiting?
Yeah. Mm.
Sometimes it's pull up time.
I'm just waiting.
Right.
I'm just too fat for a nigga. I keep playing with you.
Too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you got drip. You got diamonds on you. You got a fucking big old bust down. Come on, try staring it back at me.
Come on, try it out.
Right. No, I don't.
I ain't talking about you, Adam. Come on now.
Who are you? Who,
you know I'm calling the gang about you, dog.
Who is the gang these days? Who are you clicked up with? Who do you spend most of your time hanging out with? Who you work on music with these days?
I spend the majority of my time around niggas that I've been around, rapper wise, like I'm always around Thug. I fuck with the Razor Shine. I fuck with 600. I fuck with Dave East.
Huh.
Sauce. I just fuck with who been still. If you been fucking with me and he still fucking with me, I'ma fuck with you. Fuck with you.
You been tight with Thug for a long time?
Hell yeah.
How'd you guys become friends?
I used to record Thug too.
Oh, really? Even back then?
Yeah, that's how deep it goes out.
Wow. That's hard.
That's how deep it goes, my dog.
Right.
That's my brother, though, for sure, for sure.
One of the greatest.
One of the greatest.
We
for sure,
all
for sure.
Owe him a huge debt. Rap history, he'll never get his true due.
That shit lame as hell, but he always gonna be him, though.
Right.
He always gonna be him, for sure.
Seeing Thug live, like I seen him at a few festivals and shit, it's a wild experience because you forget how many fucking songs he has that are just amazing that you know, but then he never had that one song that really went massive. So it's like people don't give him,
you know, several songs that technically went massive.
Right, but you know, he never had a bad Bougie, you know. He should have. Honestly, if it wasn't for the leaks and it wasn't for label bullshit and everything, I feel like he would have had a song during that time period that went to that level.
I don't feel like you can say that about Thug.
Really?
I keep playing with you.
Which one?
Everything you just said.
Hercules.
I don't feel like you can say that about Thug. Maybe some other niggas in Atlanta. But
Halftime. There's a lot of good ones. I'm just saying I don't feel like he ever saw his true potential in terms of that one massive song. I feel like he would agree with that. But I think that he would agree that it's probably not really his fault. It's the label and all that bullshit.
I think he's going to tell you what I'm telling you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. No, don't get me wrong. He reached a level of greatness that is unparalleled by almost everybody. And his influence, like, he changed the game so much. So many people rap the way they rap because of Young Thug.
Yeah. It's a lot of people rap today because of the people who was going crazy a couple of years ago, and of course today.
It's all the kids who grew up on it.
Yeah, because we ain't grew up on that shit. We grew up on the Jay-Z and Nas and
Gucci
and everybody
shit.
From, yeah, yeah, straight up. WAP for sure, for sure. Mm. OJ for sure, for sure. LA, I'm like everybody that I rap with, that's who we grew up on.
That's the nature of the universe, is that you always want to kill your father.
Huh?
Not literally, but
listen,
if you grow up on Gucci and Jeezy and then you go on to rap, it's like at some point you're going to have to do something to differentiate yourself and basically to be better. Like, you know, like Migos wouldn't rap the way they rap. You wouldn't rap the way you rap. Thug wouldn't rap the way he rapped if it wasn't for the fact that Gucci was so good at what he did that they needed to take what he did and expand upon it.
Everybody know Gucci. Let's go. That ain't shit to talk about.
Right.
Everybody knows. So I was bumping WAP when I was in sixth grade.
Really?
Getting in trouble.
How old are you?
26.
26. You're a youngin' compared to me. Damn, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, niggas think I'm old. I'd be laughing sometimes.
Really? They think you're an old head? Does that hurt a little bit?
No.
You've been out for a long time, though.
5-6 years.
Yeah.
Ain't a long time.
You still got a Rich the Kid friendship, or?
Yeah, you know, that's my dog. You cool. like I said, I try to keep it cool with everybody. But as soon as I feel like a little flaw, I'm gonna tell you about yourself.
Are you easily offended?
not really. It just depends on who it is and how long I've been, you know.
Right.
That's what it depends on.
Right. Because, like, somebody that you don't know that well could offend the fuck out of you real easy.
I'm going to smack him. That's when I take it.
But your boy that you've been on, like, I mean, you could say a lot of shit that nobody else could say to you. And you're going to be like, all right.
It depends on what kind of term. I ain't going to be like, all right. It depends on what kind of terms you say. I might be like, all right, if he trying to teach me a little something or if I'm tripping. Mm. And yes, of course, I'm gonna shut the fuck up and goddamn hear what the fuck you trying to say. If it's one of them niggas that I should even take the time even to hear what the fuck he talking about.
Right.
I ain't finna just have a conversation with any nigga just and shut the fuck up and be like, what's that, bro?
Right. Who do you fuck with in terms of this younger generation, or what are your feelings on the younger generation? You think a lot of it's whack? I get that idea.
I ain't gonna say whack. I fuck with, I don't know. Who I fuck with? You gotta give me a little minute. Hold on. I gotta think.
If we were to look at your iTunes right now and like what you've been listening to lately, what's on there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll tell you mine too. It might be embarrassing.
Mine too. I ain't listening to anything. Listening to.
Oh, Skibla Flipper. Convenient.
I got some Lil Yachty on my shit. I got some Thug on my shit. Some Pac. Some Neptunes.
Neptunes.
Some 50. Some Cassie. See, I'm dip. Got some J Storm on my nose.
Okay. And I got DJ Khaled right here. That's what I was just listening to.
I ain't gonna lie.
To.
I just passed this shit.
That new project that song, is stupid
that song,
hard.
That song with Nip is crazy.
It is hard.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, there's a 21 and Cardi B song that's ridiculous. That's going to be a big hit. I'm a mega Kodak Black fan, too. I got to say that.
Free zone.
I'm a mega Draco the Ruler and O3 Greedo fan, too. I don't know if you're up on them, but those are the best to do it.
Who?
Oh, yeah, Barter 6 right there. Draco the Ruler and O3 Greedo?
O3 Greedo, that's my dog.
You do know him, okay.
I fucked my John before he got fucked up. That's my dog.
Bro, they need to free them just for the music's sake, bro.
That nigga O3 shit hard as fuck for sure.
Stupid hard. And I got to shout out Uzi, too. I listen to Uzi a lot. Uzi he needs to drop his project.
He's been fine. But who out of the younger crowd are you asking me or trying to compare to or even? Because it's too many of them, bro.
Mm. This is true.
Too many of them.
Right.
I see a new rap nigga like every week.
Mm.
And then going back on sound, I'll hear it and it'll sound like somebody that just came out the other week.
Right.
It's just a whole nother name and a whole nother body.
It's weird, right? This feels like the audience just wants new faces all the time.
I guess.
Yeah.
If that's what's going on, that's what's going on. That shit ain't gonna last forever because everybody in the world gonna be a fucking rapper.
Yeah. It feels like the number of like stars that are being created has slowed down this year, whereas like 2018 it was like weirdly active.
The real is back.
The real is back. There we go.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years, like the president.
Exactly.
We get a new president every 4 years.
Yep, and the sound changes every 4 years.
Mm.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
That's interesting. It's scary to think of what might be to come.
It's gonna be the real. It's gonna be the trap shit, but it's gonna be like. It's gonna be like an enhanced trap shit. I'm gonna show you.
Country trap.
Do have them too. I ain't say all that. I'm just gonna be enhanced. I'm just gonna be enhanced trap. You know
ain't
saying?
Gonna make a country song?
I mean, shit, if John pull up on me.
Right. You think Lil Nas owns the genre?
Of what?
Country trap?
For sure.
He owns it.
For sure. No, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, cause a thug got a kind of songs like that he been did. He just ain't never put them out.
Oh, he has some songs out that sound a little country too, though.
Man, bro, Thug probably the only nigga that I can compare it to how he records and how many songs he has.
Mm.
Besides Quavo and that nigga Thug does the same shit. He's going 5-10 songs a night. So that's why I say that shit. Like, that nigga having some shit, but. As of now, Nas having that shit for sure.
Mm.
He didn't took flight.
We'll see what happens.
He said, boy, I have $5 in his account. Shout out to that man.
That's crazy, yeah.
Shout out to that man for
I don't
sure.
know, though. Like, where the fuck is he from anyway? Do we even know?
He from Old Road, Old Town Road. Old Western.
But if he's not from down south, then isn't that a little odd that like we have all these, like the south is where like rap.
Texas ain't the south.
Texas ain't the South?
No.
Why? Not Northern Mexico?
Yeah, exactly. I'm tripping. I ain't mean to say fucking Texas. Holmes not from Texas. He's from...
Oh, right, yeah.
He's from... What do you say?
Not down south, right?
No, I didn't think he said Atlanta. I don't know how the fuck I said Texas. I'm thinking about some juice or something. I swear to God.
You thinking about some juice?
Yeah. Really? And you know that shit coming from Texas.
You still on the juice or what?
Hell nah. I done went broke on the juice, then double back on the juice and right. All that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. I got to stay away from it too, man.
Nah.
I need all the energy I can get, bro.
That shit don't be putting me down, though. That's
really?
That shit don't do all that to me.
Somebody will give me a two, and it'll take me a week and a half to get around to drinking it.
A two?
Yeah.
A two?
I'm a weakling, bro.
Nah.
I'm not drinking a four. Two. Fuck that.
I was throwing twos in 2002. Nah, but that shit.
When you were like 10.
Swear. I got down. I feel like you can't just constantly drink that shit. Like, you got to take breaks if you do drink it. I ain't saying, hey, y'all go drink lean, so y'all free me now. I'm just saying, for the older niggas that know, trust me, they take breaks. They know.
Nigga. Right.
And then you got some people who just drink that shit because they got to, because they can't eat.
Right.
I've been there.
You would rather be the kind of person that could drink a reasonable amount of lean occasionally and not be the person that is drinking a fucking six a day because they're just addicted.
I'd rather be the nigga that I am today, and I ain't got to drink none, and I can still eat whenever I want to eat and all that shit, because I've been there before, and that shit is not pretty.
Right.
That shit's ugly. I used to be that nigga to go drink a six a day. Actually, DJ Champ, man, I used to have DJ Champ with me every day. Back then, Holmes was my fucking DJ.
Right.
Nigga, me and Champ used to pull up a pint in a day and a half, and I used to call, yo, bring me 3 more pints. Me and Champion are doing it again. Champion used to tap out on me, flip me tripping, bro.
That's when it gets bad. Like, of people I know who are bad with lean, it's when it gets competitive.
You know what I'm saying?
They start, like, acting like you're a pussy if you're not drinking enough.
For sure.
That's when it gets bad.
But the attitude on that shit is different.
Yeah.
When I said crazy shit to my mama, I had to stop drinking that shit.
If I was drinking lean, the people would know. They'd be able to tell from my voice and shit, my whole demeanor. I feel like they can tell when I fucking smoke a blunt before I do the interview.
Nah, for real. Yeah. That's somebody that pay attention.
Yeah.
They on your ass.
Let me eat an edible.
Them shit, I never eat an edible. You tripping, Adam. Them shit put nigga right out.
Stone I've done it before, killer. Though. I've ate an edible and then gone on the podcast and had my co-host stop partway through and ask me what the fuck was wrong with me. He thought I took a Norco or something.
Them shits ain't none. Y'all got to take some weird ass.
Norcos?
Drink. Yeah. At first, I thought
you're
it was
right. They're not really much. You got to take a couple
Norco.
Of them. Norco.
Say it again.
Norcos. Narcos is the show.
Narco.
Which I actually want to watch that show. I'm gonna be honest.
You know, Zim,
no,
it's cool.
I watched a couple episodes, but I want to watch the whole thing.
It's cool.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, huh?
Nah, hell, I don't even. What is that?
This is a show about medieval sorcery and such.
Medieval time.
Yeah, I mean
Harry Potter shit.
You might not fuck, and it's a lot more serious than Harry Potter.
See, how you get more serious than Harry Potter?
Bro, let me just tell you that, like, of everyone who's on the show, like, doesn't they? I saw this movie or like poster for the show. It's like 50 characters, whatever. They're all dead. Shit ends up with like 4 people still left alive.
You talking about the shit that you just...
Game of Thrones. Everybody dies.
So it did.
There's a lot of people fucking their family members too, bro. I don't know if you'd be comfortable with it.
That why I ain't watching all that crazy shit and you'd be talking about, hey, bro, you seen Game of Thrones? Hell no. Nah. What that is?
No, yeah.
You know they fucking their people. Nah.
There's a lot of violence. My girlfriend has to look away while we're watching it a lot.
Always like
brutal.
That.
Violence. A lot of people getting stabbed.
Don't call it. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
All right, so
I ain't really even take Harry Potter in too much, so I don't think I can take a whole enhanced Harry Potter, all that shit.
Harry Potter's next on my list.
What to watch?
I just haven't. I watched one of them, but I got
to
watch the rest of them.
You don't watch
my girlfriend's obsessed with it though, so I want to try and fall in line. You know,
your girlfriend. I don't
bust out some knowledge. Yeah, and they're about to have the Harry Potter game too. It's gonna be just like Pokemon Go, but it's Harry Potter.
20 years later,
it's gonna be crazy.
20 years later, I thought they already had a Harry Potter game, huh?
They probably do, but this is like a location-based game where you have to go places to play it and shit. It's gonna be crazy. It's going viral.
You finna be the first one in there.
Definitely no, because they have a beta version in Australia, and I was watching a YouTube video of a girl playing it. It's gonna be wild, bro.
I ain't with that.
No, I don't blame you.
I'll take your paper in 2K though, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll take your paper in Tetris 99. I'm a Tetris god.
Listen,
do not fuck with me.
Listen, I ain't with all that. He be trying to play them little mind games and shit. He ain't trying to play all that. Nigga trying to take some money in some basketball.
I ain't got shit going for me in 2K. I'm on zero knowledge. Although I'd like to go to like a 2K boot camp and really get my skills together or something.
I can take it up.
Really?
Right in the crib.
Lou, you got skills? You look like you play 2K. You no offense. FIFA.
You don't want this shit. You don't want this shit.
All right.
You don't want this shit. Chill out. You don't want this shit.
That's why I play weird games, so I don't have to play against my friends.
Say swear.
I mean, I play Tetris 99. I'm obsessed with it. I play it every night.
99?
Tetris 99. It's like Fortnite. It's like 100 players playing all against each other at the same time.
I'm thinking you're talking about some goddamn real Tetris shit. Like some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Tetris, but you're all playing against each other. You could send blocks at each other. And they.
That's
could,
what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's like the block game.
It's intense.
So it's like Fortnite.
It's like Fortnite in the sense that it's a battle royale and everybody's just competing to be number one. But in Fortnite, the game takes like a half hour or however long. And Tetris 99, the game takes like 5 to 8 minutes usually.
I ain't gonna lie. I watched my cousin play Fortnite for like 7 hours, bro.
Really?
I can't do it. If it do that to you, bro, if it do that, how you glued to the TV for 7 hours? I play Call of Duty, though.
Really?
I'm glued to the TV for sure for 7 hours on Call of Duty.
I never got into that either.
Yeah, I did when I was in sixth grade.
Fortnite's crazy because you're just building shit. It's like so, I don't know what you do with the controller to start building shit, but that seems so crazy to me.
That shit, I don't fuck with that shit because that shit ain't real.
Yeah, it's bizarre, right?
How you gonna build a house while somebody's shooting at you?
Exactly. What the fuck is that?
You got me fucked up. If I can't do that shit in real life, I don't know.
Somebody's shooting at you and just, you can create you're inside a box all of a sudden. You're doing a spell
and then you go
inside.
Up the steps and shit.
Yeah.
And then you shoot them out the fucking window and you get a kill. Hold on. Wait.
I feel like the fact that I kind of didn't play video games for like 15 years sort of left me like not prepared to understand how Fortnite is a real thing.
15 years?
I mean, I stopped playing video games like basically when I started getting pussy when I was like 15.
You stopped playing video games?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was trying to get some pussy.
You just said you got some, though.
No, I don't want some more after that.
Shit, I would have been that thing playing a game like this still. Ting.
Damn. Maybe I could get my girl to let me smash while I'm playing a game. That'd be fucking
all
lit.
That maybe shit. Watch out. You know you going in night. Gang, you finna go buy the whole game right now. Gang Q, old motherfucker. Yeah.
You've inspired me. You've left me with something.
They'll get it done.
Facts. All right, so what do you have coming out? What do we have to look forward to from Skip the Flip? Who, hopefully through this podcast, we've proven that you're just a cool-ass dude, interesting guy, great story to tell, very good at 2K.
There's a lot more player shit about me than you could have said, but I'd take that. I'd take that. I mean, shit, As far as dropping projects, after I drop Still Having Two, I'm just gonna go on the frenzy and just drop. I probably drop like two projects every like 3 months and just do it and just keep on doing it because I got a lot of fucking music and I ain't just talking about music. I have real deal records, partner.
Really?
I just sound like Tit when I said it, didn't I?
Partner.
Shout out my dog to it.
Expeditiously. Fix it. Expeditiously.
Nah, John.
He's a legend for that.
He been a legend. Y'all tripping. I don't know why niggas. Y'all better start trying to let him out.
He just made a meme real quick. One word, boom. It's a meme.
He good for that, for sure.
But Kodak's funny as fuck for naming the song Expeditiously, too. That was funny.
That's that Florida shit.
He's ignorant as hell. He don't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. I was really offended by some of Kodak's behavior, but I gotta admit it was still kind of funny. And I can't ever. Yo, he's one person. If he goes to jail, I'm breaking him out.
He in jail break his ass out.
Right, but if he goes in for like a 10
piece. You just said.
I'm breaking him out.
He in there right now.
Okay, we'll break him out.
Take care of who?
Lou, break him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but his music is just too good. I don't wanna go 10 years without Kodak, you know?
Kodak ain't been in jail 10 years.
Young boy, another person that could potentially be locked up for like 10 years.
Shit, I was in jail at a point in time where I could have been locked up for 30 years. Ain't nobody care about
What's
me.
The longest bid you did?
Shit, like 10 months.
10 months,
still. Ain't did no goddamn.
Still.
I was like 17.
I couldn't do 10 months sitting on my head or standing on my head.
Nah, you damn sure couldn't because all your blood going to goddamn rest of your shit. It's going to blow up like a fucking watermelon.
Definitely.
Show. Show for sure.
Thanks for giving me that mental image to leave this with.
Better not do that.
What do you got on the way right now? Like what?
Still having two.
Still having two.
I haven't. that's going to be my biggest project up to date. Why? Because I feel like I did something completely different. I changed me, first of all.
You grew.
Yeah, my personal shit. I took care of shit that I should have took care of a long time ago, and I changed as a man, and I see shit a lot differently, bro. And I ain't the same young nigga that used to just come in and fuck shit up. Because if you know me, then you know me. But I changed, and I'm on that path, and I have songs with real deal like pain, but the pain is like totally like just straight talent. But you can hear it though, and I'm having people on my songs, like of course Derez Deshawn, Dirt. Who else I got on the tape? I got like 7 people on there. I can't even think of them now. Gunna. Damn, that shit just fucked me up. Trouble. Yeah, you know, I fuck with Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with who fuck with me.
That's what's up.
Straight up. But that's going to be a big one, though.
I'm ready
still
for
having
it.
Two on the way, 3 weeks. Be prepared. I'm on y'all nigga ass. I'm on y'all. Pause. I'm on y'all nigga tater tot.
Freeze.
Tater bean. Free. Sub-Zero, John.
Someone says some gay shit, freeze
I swear to God. You need all that pause, not freeze.
You can.
You got to freeze immediately.
Wow, I love it. I learned a lot through this interview, I'm going to be honest with you.
It's all right. Come on. I've been fucking with you for a long time. You already really? Know that.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
You know that, nigga. I didn't DM you 7 months ago. Keep going, player. You on their ass. Real shit.
Hey, man. I appreciate it, dude. Honestly, it was good to like to get to meet you in this long form scenario, you know?
I appreciate you, bro, for having me.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you, man. All right. Skip the flipper. Flipper having. No jumper.
Having. I'm having a jumper, though.
Not me so much.
All that.
I'm working on it.
My daughter.
I'm gonna learn to shoot this year.
Come on, let go do it. What you trying to do?
Oh, dude, we had a Mortal Kombat hoop back here, and then they took it away.
Who did?
I don't know. It was just there one day.
They took it away like that. He knows exactly what took it.
I don't know though. Well, I know it was some guys over there. They took the hoop away, but damn, I wanted that hoop to stay back there. That shit was great. But then the problem would be people would be fucking with it right now. It'd be banging on the wall. I'd have to send somebody.
This wall right here.
Yeah, oh, I'd have to send somebody to go yell at him.
He
and
can't
shit.
Do no shit like that.
No.
For sure.
All right.
Appreciate it, though, bro.
Appreciate you, man. No sure. Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. More heat dropping.
Having.
Pow.